Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A large number of ballots, including some mail-in ballots, have been counted in Arizona, with the results coming in at this hour. The bulk of those votes, more than 70,000, are from Maricopa County, the state's largest. As the counting winds down, Democrats are still ahead, with Katie Hobbs leading Republican Kerry Lake in the governor's race there by nearly 39,000 votes. Going into Election Day last week, meanwhile, many of the people who run elections were worried. They feared lies about the election process going viral online, and they feared possible violence and intimidation as the vote count continued. But as NPR's Miles Parks explains, the process has gone mostly smoothly.
The counting is not done in many races, and it'll be weeks before the entire country's election results are officially certified. But election officials generally have begun a sigh of relief, as many election-denying candidates, though not all, have conceded. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver.
It's been really nice to have a return to what I consider, you know, the norms of our democracy, accepting election results, peaceful transitions of power. And it makes me feel hopeful for the first time in quite a while.
Officials have pointed to the work they've done educating voters, as well as building partnerships with law enforcement when looking at why voting and counting have been so uneventful this cycle. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
Despite last week's much stronger than historical performance for an incumbent president, President Biden is acknowledging he doubts there are enough votes in Congress to codify abortion rights. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned the nationwide right to abortion earlier this year, and Democrats are still on track to lose control of the House, which potentially could allow Republicans to block such legislation. In addition, some Democrats have said they are not willing to sidestep filibuster rules to pass an abortion law. Prosecutors have ended their criminal investigation of Rudy Giuliani without bringing any charges. NPR's Ilya Marritz reports the erstwhile lawyer to former President Trump and former New York City mayor was under investigation for potential violations of foreign lobbying laws.
It was his activities in Ukraine that drew the attention of prosecutors. In 2019, Giuliani pressured the Ukrainians to open investigations that would be damaging to Joe Biden. Giuliani saw the U.S. ambassador in Kyiv as an obstacle and said he needed her out of the way. She was eventually removed. In April 2021, federal agents seized Giuliani's phones and computers. They were looking for evidence that his campaign against the ambassador might violate foreign lobbying laws. But in a letter to the court, prosecutors say, based on information currently available, criminal charges are not forthcoming. Ilya Marritz, NPR News, New York.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 211 points. The Nasdaq was down 127 points. The S&P dropped 35 points. This is NPR. President Biden met today with China's leader Xi Jinping ahead of the summit of the 20 major world economies being held in Bali, Indonesia. Biden emerging from the meeting expressing cautious optimism, though the White House said the president has objected to what he calls China's course of an increasingly aggressive actions towards Taiwan during the leaders' first in-person meeting of their presidencies. Nearly three-hour meeting comes as China relations have faltered over differences, including the response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. New research shows stress and anxiety affect several brain systems involved in sleep. NPR's John Hamilton reports from the Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego.
The studies of mice hint at how stress affects sleep in people. A team from Hungary found that a single stressful event can activate brain cells that disrupt sleep patterns for days. A team from Japan showed that stress causes immune cells in the brain to act in a way that increases sleep. And a team from Ireland found that microbes in the gut can affect stress hormones in the brain that help control sleep. Sarah Ayton of the University of Michigan says the findings point to new ways of treating stress-related sleep problems.
The positive is that there are a number of different targets where you can start to help people who are suffering.
The neuroscience meeting runs through Wednesday. John Hamilton, NPR News, San Diego.
A representative singer Roberta Flack is confirming the legendary musician has been diagnosed with ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease, and can no longer sing. The announcement comes ahead of the release of a full-length documentary on the 82-year-old singer, debuting this week in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.